A U.S. senator and a state lawmaker agree that the federal government is failing to provide adequate health care to Native Americans. But United States Senator John Thune and South Dakota Senator Troy Hinert see different solutions to ongoing problems with the Indian Health Service. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Keely Boltina reports.
U.S. Senator John Thune has legislation in Congress aimed at comprehensive reform for federal health services for Native Americans. Thune says the bill makes it easier to fire ineffective IHS leaders, examines whistleblower protections, and requires fiscal accountability so patient care funds actually make it to patients.
There are funding issues that are associated with all these things, but you know, overall funding for the IHS year over year since 2008, it's up 35%. My sense is, and I listened and hear from tribal officials, they don't generally raise funding as being the principal concern that they have. It has a lot more to do with accountability, transparency, effectiveness in how the funds are used.
Accountability and efficiency are important, according to State Senator Troy Hinert. But the Rosebud Sioux tribal member says those improvements do not offer all-inclusive reform. He says money is an issue.
There is not enough funds to provide a service unit. I know the tribes have, I know I have personally, you know, met with our leaders in Congress, you know, stating these facts, and nothing has ever been done.
Hinert says he knows he sounds skeptical, but he's seen many people suffer from lack of access to quality health care. Hinert and Thune agree that the Indian Health Service needs meaningful, long-term changes to effectively serve Native American patients. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.